This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Steve, what day is it, my friend?
Today is Hug a Walrus Day.
International Day of Achievers. You are absolutely correct.
Close.
But how do they get it done all the time?
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 simple steps to make the most of every day. Here's what you do. Wake up. Jump out of bed. Have a glass of water. Start that coffee. Then turn the lights down low and do 10 minutes of deep breathing meditation. Ah, center your inner chi. Eat a light, nourishing, healthy breakfast while you jot down what you're thankful for in your gratitude journal. Are you kidding me? You get up, you walk the dog, you feed the dog, you drink coffee, you smoke 3 cigarettes, you ass, you shower, and you head into this hellhole and deal with you 4 messed up degenerates. Happy Tuesday.
Well, thank you, VD.
He does overachieve on that.
He does. He's a brilliant achiever on that. So these are 10 simple steps to make the most of every day. If anybody needs to, you know, boost themselves up a little bit and just kind of take life by the horns, here's 10 ways to get it done.
I'm just still laughing about last week. We were talking about something about morning people versus night people. It's like, yeah, well, I don't come in your room at 11 p.m. and go, get up.
Exactly.
I'm ready to talk now.
Stay awake.
The show doesn't even come on till midnight.
Well, I'm sorry to say, Ted, the first thing they tell you to do is to wake up early. Early mornings are quiet, peaceful, productive, energizing, and my favorite part of the day, it says.
It depends how early you have to get up because it depends on kids.
Yes.
And on the weekends, like in theory, I can get up, say, 7 o'clock in the morning. It will not be peaceful.
Sure.
Because they are up, they are about, and they need and want when they see you. So I can wake up at 7, but I will still lay in bed until about 8:30.
It also depends on what you consider to be waking up early. I wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning every morning, 5 days a week. Now, I don't need to, so I consider 6 a.m. to be early. However, there are people that have been awake for 3 hours.
People like my wife.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll go to bed at like 4:30 in the morning. And she gets stuff. It is peaceful. No one's trying to get up that early.
Yeah.
I've been to Target. I did the laundry. It's 7:15 a.m. She's like, I'm done for the day. What do you want to do?
Right.
Like, I didn't know Target open that early.
It's amazing what I wake up to on the weekends. Like, how many stores have you been to? She's like, 7.
There's a whole world you're missing out on, old Night Owl over there, bud. They say to eat right. The food that we put into our bodies becomes the fuel on which it runs. We are wise to make sure that it is the right kind of fuel at every meal. Just be sure to include some protein in your breakfast, and your mind will be sharper and clearer because of it. And I have seen that change before. There were days when I was taking better care of myself.
Sure.
I was giving myself the quote-unquote balanced breakfast, as it were, I felt great throughout the day. Shocking how that happens.
Mm-hmm. Funny how that works.
Drink water, too. Just at the end of the day, just drink water. They say exercise. Again, these are 10 simple steps to make the most out of every day. According to recent studies, people who exercise regularly report to be happier, calmer, and better equipped to handle whatever the day decides to throw at them. Interestingly enough, these studies seem to indicate these benefits were experienced on a day-to-day basis, which means that you can begin experiencing them today by choosing to exercise just 20 minutes.
Yep.
And I will scream it from the rooftops. Whether or not you have like weights at home or something, you can find all kinds of just body weight videos on YouTube that are 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
Again, just make sure that you throw them a like and a share and a subscribe or whatever the hell, because that's how they, you know, if they helped you out, help them out a little bit.
That's sure.
Right, I mean, that's how they make money and get deals.
Exactly. Help them out a little bit. 10 simple steps to make the most out of every day. Accomplish one big task. We always hear about making the bed every morning. However, we all have projects, work, and requirements for our time, things that we need to accomplish. Likely, your to-do list is longer than you can accomplish in one day, but to make the most of this day, choose one big thing on your list and do it first.
Or if you don't have time, do a couple small ones.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You might not have that time of the day, but try to do something.
Right. We've all seen the to-do list. It's daunting. It's standing there, and it's just staring you right in the face. You're not going to tackle it all in one day. And if you are, you're going to be exhausted for the next day. You're not going to be able to enjoy anything. Just chip away at that doggone thing. Just chip away at it. Do one thing that you love. Apart from the day-to-day requirements of living life, you have dreams, goals, and hopes. You know what, Miles? You go right ahead, buddy. Yeah. You have hobbies that you love and activities that breathe life into who you are. Embrace these life-giving opportunities and do one thing every day that you love. Yeah. You need to find peace every day.
I make it a point to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to at least do one thing. All right? Leave me the hell alone.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Rest effectively. Rest is as essential to our bodies as the food and water and air. Our bodies need to be refreshed on a daily basis and a weekly basis. Do not neglect to schedule rest, and don't feel guilty about it when you do so. And I'll harp on people about that. I know people that feel guilty when they crash in the middle of the day on a weekend. I could be getting so much stuff done. Like,
you could be, but your body's
half, right. You're gonna half-ass it because you're having.
You're tired.
Right.
I know some people just don't sleep that much.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it, but they don't.
Yeah, no kidding.
I get tired thinking about their schedules.
I look forward to sleep now.
I'm with you, Miles.
10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Hell with it. I'm going upstairs.
I'm out of here.
What am I missing?
Right. But it's the same thing.
It is funny.
Do you guilt yourself when you sit down and you have a meal in the middle of the day because you're hungry? No,
nope.
You don't. All right, so don't give yourself crap for sleeping when you're tired. If you're legit tired, lay down. Crash for a little while.
Yeah.
Be present with others, they say. Again, 10 simple steps to make the most out of every day. Put away distractions. Engage in conversation. Ask questions. Give time for answers. And look people in the eye when you do. Their eyes reveal far more than their words. 100%.
That is true.
Like when I'm in a group of people, I'm fine not messing with my phone.
Yeah.
I struggle more when I'm just sitting at home by myself.
Right. Just tooling around trying to find something to do.
Or you look something up in the commercial break.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I did it last night. I lost 20 minutes. I was like, I forgot I was watching this show.
Right, because you get immersed in something else.
Yeah, damn you, Wikipedia.
They say nurture your soul. Our lives are more than flesh and blood. They're also mind and heart and soul. Find time each day to feed your soul by embracing gratitude, laughter, hope, faith, whichever you need to do. But get into spirituality a little bit. Whatever form that looks like for you, it's healthy for you. And that'll leave you with this one, the last of the 10 simple steps to make the most of every day. And again, it's very simple. They just say to reset. Tomorrow's another day with a great potential and opportunity. You'll want to begin it with a clean slate and a fresh start. Take 10 minutes each evening to clear the clutter, refresh your home for the next day. Tomorrow's self will thank you for it. Today is among the greatest gifts that we've ever been given. Let's use it wisely and refuse to waste a single one.
I've gotten older, I realize that depending what the situation is, like, okay, how mad will tomorrow Steve be at me right now if I just don't do blank? And you go like, he will be pissed. All right, tomorrow Steve, I got your back right now. Just do this thing that you don't feel like doing, get it done.
Right, switch it up. How happy will tomorrow you be?
How happy will tomorrow me be if did this 10-minute chore right now?
You packed a sandwich in the fridge for me today. Yes.
Boom.
Seriously.
Yeah, you cleaned the kitchen before you went to bed.
Bringing it in.
Oh, my God.
That's
no kidding,
the challenge.
Dude.
That is the challenge.
Final step.